Jill Eaton, Director of Stevenage Sporting Futures Team. Part of the government's legacy programme was to bring in the school games at county level. What we've done in Stevenage is we've got an inaugural event. We've got the Stevenage school games for our secondary school youngsters, where all our secondary schools in Stevenage are involved. It's hosted in the facilities by the PE staff and with the Stevenage Sporting Futures team. And it's just a big event that the councillors have supported and everyone in Stevenage. So this is our legacy, and the hope would be that this would be an ongoing delivery competition that will carry on.
Obviously, if the fact that this is happening logistically, it must be very difficult to plan. It does signify that sports is hugely important to this community, and that's why people are involved. Take me through why it's so important.
The whole London 2012, and in Stevenage itself, sport is so important, and I think people vote for themselves. Whilst potentially governments may pull funding or whatever, people do actually know the value, and the people of Britain, you know the value of sport in Britain and the power of sport to bring communities together and to raise self-esteem and everything within youngsters.
How does sport change youngsters for the better? Because they're almost a bit of a blank canvas, really, and any educator or any PE teacher or any coach, they can sort of add to that final picture. So what is it that sport can achieve? If we look at the end result of a young person, I suppose when they're older, where can they go with sport?
I think you have to look at the Olympians. They said it all, really. I mean, the values of an Olympian, and it seems kind of grandiose kind of things, but it's not. It's the values, it's the respect, the fairness, the competition. Life is hard and they have to compete, but they can do it in a way that respects others, and it's the whole thing, the fairness and everything.